Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower. Thanks for listening.
Greetings in the name of the Lord and welcome to Warn Radio. This is Tower. I'm here with the Watchman and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence to us through our contact page at warn-usa.com. You can listen to our Warn Radio episodes on danaglennsmith.com or warn-usa.com. Warn Radio is on the following platforms: Amazon Prime Music and Podcast, Spreaker, Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Deezer, Spotify, Anchor, and Pocket Cast. And do not miss the featured posts this week of our in-depth biblical articles and radio shows. Featured on both warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com, Earthly Choices Bring Eternal Consequences. Featured on danaglennsmith.com, Christian Discernment, Frogs, Folly, and Truth. American Social Justice Doctrine. Christian Discipleship, Meat Not Milk. America and America's Judgment, When Hell Comes Knocking. Featured on warn-usa.com, It Is a Prophetic Battle, Awaken to the Truth. Read Heaven's Victory in Jesus' Name. Abounding Hope, Book of Romans, Part 29. Testify Jesus Christ, Classic Gospel. Testify Jesus Christ Gospel Classic. Jerusalem Remnant, Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 99. Faith, Patience of Jesus, China Oppresses, Jesus Saves, Gospel Cost, India and Pakistan. And do not miss these Warn Radio episodes. This week, the shows are Advocacy, Wednesday from February 7th. I Have Chosen You, Prophetic Events, Persecuted Church, 2024, Christians Starving, Persecution Advocacy. On Battle Lines, Thursday, February 8th, Everlasting Covenant, Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 204. And Sound the Shofar, on Friday, February 9th, The Word of the Lord, Chosen Generation, Part 5. And be sure to get your copy of The Rising. The Rising is a Christian fiction thriller by the Watchman, Dana Glenn Smith. The Rising continues the story of Mac, a former Black Ops sniper, and details the takeover of America. Hidden within the storyline of The Rising is the truth of what's happening in America now. You can get your copy of The Rising by going to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Ingram, Angus & Robertson, and you can find the Rising ebook on Google Play. And you can also get your copy of The Rising by going to danaglennsmith.com. And while on the site, be sure to sign up for the WIBR Warn Radio newsletter and visit our Christian books and resource shop. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's good to be here.
Yep. We're in February. Today's Valentine's Day.
February 14th.
Yeah, I know. You know, it used to be Valentine's was really a hot holiday. You know, I mean, you know, a lot of people really liked it. I don't, you know.
We don't really celebrate it.
Well, you know, when I was going through our websites and doing a lot of stuff online today, I hardly seen anybody doing anything on Valentine's Day. However, I did see one guy, and he's known on Truth Social and others, and he actually recorded a message to his wife online to her. So, it was a good one. Now everybody knows he loves her. No, he did. He did a good job. He was, you know, he was serious about it. So, you know, there's a few of them around that actually, you know, do that. But, you know, we're so woke and weird anymore. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not, but America and, you know, there's a lot of people that are just nuttier than a fruitcake.
That is true.
So at any rate, up front, earthly choices, eternal consequences. Now, you know, that title alone means a lot. We have a lot of earthly choices, and just about every choice you make on earth will bring an eternal consequence. And this is featured on both our websites, danaglennsmith.com and warn-usa.com, and it's a featured article. And the earthly choices we make every day will bring eternal consequences. Are you paying attention yet? There are many earthly choices for today's generations of Americans. You know, and I think, to be honest with you, I think they have no clue what's going on. They're too busy with all their proclivities. What is more, they seem oblivious, ignorant, or plain rebellious concerning the eternal consequences of their ways before the true and living God and our Father, in our Lord Jesus Christ, Yahshua. A careless and reckless generation needs reproof, guidance, and finally a path to a new life in Jesus Christ. However, before you can convince such a generation of their ways that need adjusting before God, you need their attention. And I think that's this generation. They're so caught up in their wokeness and all the stuff that They really miss the whole point here.
Yeah.
This American generation, and I speak directly to our kids, young adults, and older Americans of the danger this country is in. I remind you, Americans, that those controllers pushing their proverbial New World agenda, that nothing lasts forever. While every generation has hope, possibilities, and faith that their handling of the business affairs of government and state will go well, it is true today that the lawlessness of our people should be paramount of concern. Additionally, our current government of both state and federal governments are also lawless. Take, for example, the current state of immigration that has open borders, and all who cross our nation legally are given benefits, money, housing, and more. The Democrats seem ready to fight on to the second coming of Christ to keep this lawlessness open border policy going. In addition, and I need not tell you, but let me refresh you a bit, we have young people of all races and creeds that give no mind to robbery, cleaning out store shelves by group thefts of merchandise. In addition, I personally find that many people, both old, young and old, who are short of temper will beat a person to death over any little matter whatsoever, and I consider that repulsive. Nothing lasts forever except eternity. Are you prepared? I mean, that's one statement that I personally put up here in this article. Nothing lasts forever except eternity. And know that your deeds, what you're doing, will find its way into the eternal. In Hebrews 9:27 and 28, and it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. So go on over to warren-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com, and read Earthly Choices Bring Eternal Consequences. That was written by the Watchman Dana Glenn Smith. The Warren Radio shows are hosted by the Watchman and Tower, who is co-host. The WIBR Warren Radio websites and ministries are an in-depth biblical teaching, preaching, warning agency in these last days. The work and ministry of the WIBR Warren Radio is about the testimony of Jesus Christ through the faith of Jesus Christ, by the mercy of God our Father, through His grace extended, flowing from the love of God to all people everywhere, commanding everyone to repent. And don't miss my book, The Rising. It's been out some time. You can pick up a copy. You can get one coming over at warren-usa.com. We got ads all over the websites. The Rising, A Takeover America by the... And this is written by myself. And I wrote this long before a lot of the troubles. This is a prophetic book, but it's also a Christian fiction thriller. So check it out. You know, when I write these things, and then you read them, you think, man, is it really that bad?
Oh, I know.
And next one up is from BarnabasAid.org. Now, they're one of the ministries that we recommend. They don't pay us to recommend them. We've got a number of them. We have a whole list of them. And it don't cost anything. I mean, we just tell you what we think. And there's a bunch we recommend. And this is one of them. They do a job. And if you give money to them for one of the needs that they have on their website, they will get that money, you know, that you give to the right people, just like you want. So check out BarnabasAid.org. And this is about suffering Christians. And, of course, it is also about violence and war. And when you get into winter, it's cold. And there's anti-Christian violence, persecution, and war. And these Christians need help to survive the elements as well. But see, this also is a testimony. One of the recipients was a person by the name of Martha. And she says, all the praises to our loving God who sent Barnabas aid with desperately required winter supplies and food items. And she had received supplies of warm quilts, rice, pulses, flowers, spices, soap, detergent, and more.
I wondered what pulses was.
Yeah.
It's edible seeds of plants in the legume family, such as dried beans, lentils, chickpeas, and pigeon peas. So that's interesting.
Yeah, that's a different term. We don't use that term.
I've never heard of pulses before. So it's dried food. That's good.
And, you know, the thing of it is, Christians, there's a picture of Christians gathered together. They got blankets on, and they were praying as they gather to receive winter aid from Barnabas, including warm quilts, food supplies, and hygiene bases. They're probably thanking the Lord for all that. And that's one of the reasons that WIBR Warren Radio has a number of these that we support. And we love to see these people be taken care of. And so Martha, she and her family were amongst the hundreds of Pakistani Christians made homeless by mob violence in Jeranwala last August. And we reported on a lot of that. And it also happens in India as well, where they have these vast groups of people running through the street and they target Christians. And so houses were burnt, churches ransacked. Well, that's the way they run you out, see? Houses were, Bibles were destroyed. And of course, they steal, so there was looting going on. So Christian families fled in terror. And Martha's family have only got just a proper house to live in again. But their house was almost bare, and the family were praying earnestly for a miracle. And so that's how they get a miracle, you know. I mean, we thank God for these. She and her family, we're down to Shazia. We have found amazing grace with new hope to start life with renewed zeal and passion for the Lord Jesus Christ by living and testifying among our enemies with renewed spiritual resilience.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
thank
it is.
Thank the Lord. I just get so tired of every week we report on stories around the world where Christians are being burned out of their homes and beat and everything they have destroyed. And I'm so tired of the wickedness and hatred towards God's people. Lord Jesus, come quickly.
Yeah. America could face the same thing because we've had people that's come into this country and they're, you know, they've been given everything by the Democrats, and so we've got major issues here. So the security in America is not good.
No, it isn't.
So Barnabas Aid, though, helps Christians around the world. In Kyrgyzstan, Christians were at 22 below. And so Barnabas was providing coal to help them heat their homes. Now, the picture shows an elderly woman. She has a walker, and she's right there by her stove. But see, the thing of it is, if you're in Ukraine, many towns are cut off without power. They have no gas or electricity. So they're in desperate need of heating and a means of cooking. And so, you know, this is ridiculous, this war in Ukraine.
Oh, it's horrible.
At any rate, pray for the persecuted church. And remember the brethren, wherever they are. And remember the WIBR Warren Radio. We cover this on Wednesdays. That's today. And we talk about the persecuted church. Remember the persecuted and remember us at the WIBR Warren Radio. Visit our websites at warren-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. Are you ready, Tower?
Yes. Finding Messiah Yeshua. And this story comes to us from godreports.com. For Oren, a Jewish man living in Israel, a quarter-century-long spiritual journey transported him from science to Buddhism to spiritual gurus. And he said, after 25 years, I had nothing. In Buddhism, you have no one to have a relationship with. There's no deity. There's no heavenly father. I wanted to have a relationship. There was something Jewish in me that was crying out, Abba Father, where are you? Today, Oren is a needle in a haystack, a convert to Christianity in Israel. Christians in Israel constitute less than 2% of the population. Of those, three-fourths are Arab Israelis, descendants of Palestinians who decided to stay when Israel became a nation. Jews in Israel who follow Jesus as their Messiah are a sliver. Oren was raised in Rehovot, Israel, in a non-religious family. He sought the truth on his own. Science seemed to offer answers, so he pursued it and its study and became a science teacher. But science did nothing to fulfill me, he says. I always felt there was something beyond the physical, that there was a reality that can be accessed but was totally blocked in the culture I was living in. Buddhism attracted him with the offer of peace. He traveled to Thailand to practice meditation for 3 months with monks. The exotic hinterland setting was idyllic, conducive to his peace-seeking meditation. It was a very peaceful place. The people there were very nice and very peaceful, he says. You get a sense that you came to a haven where there's peace. I got to those places where I felt a deep peace and calm. And after 25 years, God broke into his life. Because Oren had read the New Testament, the Holy Spirit was able to activate the living word through revelation. Yeshua is not what you think he is, God impressed on his heart. He's something else, more than just one of a number of enlightened teachers. Oren surrendered his life to Jesus as his Lord and Savior and was born again. When you realize you don't just understand it, you're transformed by it, he says. He received God's free gift of salvation by grace through faith. It's like when you receive a present. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
God transformed Oren's heart and he became a new creature in Christ. The first change he noticed was that he had a genuine love for God, a genuine love for his Messiah Yeshua, and a genuine love for the Word of God. He came to the exciting realization that the Tanakh, the Old Testament, and the New Testament was one unified and amazing story. It's not just history, he adds. It's 100% relatable to my life. It's the solution to everything I was looking for. And at the same time, he felt a renewed love for his wife after 14 years of marriage. I read the Bible, and it said, he who is in Christ is a new person, and I saw it in my life. Well, thank God.
I know.
He's a transformer. God is a...
And he was really searching, too.
Yes.
You know, so that's a good story.
It is a good story. God is a restorer of life. He gives life. And you look to him, and he will make it happen.
He will. Pakistan politics and religion. This is via Mission Network News. They're having politics going on there, election time in Pakistan. And a gospel worker serving with Global Catalytic Ministries acknowledges it's a pivotal time in Pakistan, simply because there's an election that's going to take place. And the country is on edge. And one thing that don't help is when people from the Islamic State show up and end up killing one election candidate as he campaigned. And it was the second murder of its kind. And this was during January. Several candidates' houses and offices were also attacked in Baluchistan this week. Pakistan's Election Commission summoned an emergency meeting with security officials to discuss the deteriorating law and order situation. There's a lot of conflict on the border, and there are multiple terrorist attacks against Pakistani government facilities and local nationals.
That's sad.
Then, of course, Iran added another layer of uncertainty with unprovoked missile attacks from Iran on Pakistani soil, and they brought the neighboring nations close to open conflict. Now, I don't remember that.
I don't either.
So, Iranian aggression, yeah, we don't need that. Officials are saying, look, don't mess with us, we have nukes. They're literally saying that on the news in Pakistan.
Good grief.
They're not afraid to fight back. I think they just are holding back till after the election. But Mark says the Lord is moving despite chaos and uncertainty in Pakistan. Recently we were praying and two Sunnis came to our house and gave their lives to the Lord and were baptized.
Oh, praise the Lord.
See, they just walk in.
That's amazing.
Yeah, they were having visions of angels, and they felt called and directed by God to find us. And they were under persecution from within their own faith, so they came in desperation. They said, if I can have anything today, I just need Jesus, he continues.
That's right.
That's when they need the Lord, when they say that. They gave their lives to the Lord, and we're discipling them. We need to pray for an increase of this across the entire Middle East because
Amen.
It is a season of harvest.
Amen.
And we're going to make disciples amid the chaos. Lord bless them.
Yes. Let it be so.
Yeah. Now, this has a Uganda war in it and converting to Christianity, but it also includes Kenya. And this is from MorningstarNews.org. And a Muslim in Uganda who put his faith in Christ as the new year began has suffered serious injuries and lost his home and family. He sustained a broken leg below the knee and other injuries requiring nearly 2 weeks of hospital treatment when Muslim relatives beat him on January 4th. See, when you put your faith in Christ, all these people show up to make you regret it.
Yeah.
On December 31st, he attended a New Year's Eve church service. And as the new year began, he and 14 others put their faith in Christ, according to the church pastor. Upon returning home, apparently he didn't take his wife. He said he joyfully told his wife about his conversion. He says, I shared with my wife the joy of having received Christ as my Lord and Savior, but instead of my wife sharing my joy, she was very upset. She left the following morning, January 2nd, returned on January 3rd with a divorce letter. That's all it takes.
Good grief.
Because you joined a bad religion, she told him. You are now apostate, an infidel, not part of the family. Also, you cease to be a member of the Muslim community. That night, my wife refused me entry to our bedroom, and I slept in the sitting room. And while he was working on the farm another day, He saw his older brother and other relatives arrive at his house at 1:30, prompting him to leave the fields and return home. Nearing my house, I saw people removing bricks from my house, and as I drew closer, I noticed they were my relatives, and including his wife. His older brother began insulting him, telling him he was a disgrace to the family. My younger brother got a hold of me, and then they began beating me with sticks. I screamed and shouted for help, and neighbors arrived and rescued me. They took him to a clinic. He had received treatment for the broken leg, injuries to his back and chest before he was discharged. He couldn't live anymore in his house, and Muslim relatives have taken his former wife and 4 children. And he didn't know how he was going to live. Still fearing for his life, he's continuing to recover, and he's gone into hiding. The church paid his medical bills, but he lacks money and doubts that he'll be allowed to return to his land. Missing his children, he said he prays he'll see them again, that God will help him find a place to stay.
Yes. I hope they all come to the Lord.
You know, you've got some terrible areas. Now, see, this is Uganda, but he went over, I believe he went over in Kenya, because there's a note about Kenya here, you know, for, you know, the service where he got saved. But Uganda, their constitution and other laws provide for religious freedom. We've seen this time and time again.
Right.
But they still persecute. And you know, the thing of it is, Muslims make up no more than 12% of Uganda's population, with high concentrations in the eastern areas. Unfortunately, that happens all the time.
Yes, it does.
That
sad.
That's too bad for these guys.
I feel for him, and I hope that his wife and his children come to the Lord, and they come back, and they can get back together.
And you notice on both these stories, the people involved, the men, were personally changed.
Right.
You know, the Spirit of God changed them. You know, they were happy, they were rejoicing, they were glad, they knew that something happened.
That's right.
And so it's a good thing these guys were there to help them. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
China. Gospel fills void in young people. This comes to us via missionnetworknewsonline.org. China's Gen Zers are facing limited career opportunities and looking for more. The most recent statistics released by the Chinese government in 2023 said urban unemployment rates of 16 to 24-year-olds were at 21%. Boy, that's awfully high. There are young people all around the world that are asking a lot of questions, questioning how they've been raised, what they've been told, and what should be significant to them. That's happening in China. And that is a statement from Kurt Rovenstein with Bibles for China. One of the Communist Party's greatest challenges to retention of power is the economic conditions in China. A lot of the Chinese are struggling and wondering if the direction the country is going is the direction it ought to go. In the terms of the church, Rovenstein believes the opportunity to share the gospel is wide open in the Chinese culture. When people are confused, when the dream that they had or the dream that somebody else had for them falls apart, they're very open to what is true on a deeper level. Bibles for China has distributed physical copies of scripture in rural China since 2011. Today, they are looking at additional approaches to bring God's Word to China, such as audio Bibles, SD cards, trying to focus a little more on the diaspora. I love giving a Bible to a believer in rural China, but I'm also motivated and excited to be able to hand a Bible to someone who's never had one before and is asking questions about what is truth, and what is real, and what is eternal. And that says Rovenstein. Pray for Bibles for China as they seek to be open to the leadership of the Holy Spirit to find places to reach the next generation of Chinese, many of whom are disillusioned and need the truth of God's Word. In terms of invitations and opportunities, many of the people that have worked in China in the past are saying the door seems to be swinging to the open side for those who choose to work as we do, openly and legally within China, says Rovenstein. Disillusionment is not just a Chinese problem, so embrace the Word of God, love your neighbor, share the truth with them.
You know, that's really hard to believe that they can do that openly.
I know, that's what I was thinking.
Because we get stuff coming out of China all the time, and of course, Xi has closed up a lot of the churches.
Yes.
And so it really is interesting, you know, and he's even commanded that, you know, they're going to do their own Bible there, a Chinese version of it.
Xi commanded that, and he's going to change it. It's not even going to be the true Word of God.
Yeah. So, you know, that is, and that's when I seen this thing that, you know, he says that they do this openly and legally. And I find that amazing that they can do that.
Yes.
But see, there's a lot of various organizations. And the one thing about Bibles overseas, and we found this true in a lot of areas, is that they will take Bibles sometimes over food, you know, because they want the Bibles. They can get the food, but, you know, they want the Bibles, so. And they're all holding their Bibles up in a picture here, I see. But, you know, my thought is this, you know, how many, you know, if you go into any area, you know, in America, are people going to be holding up their Bibles because they have Bibles? You know, having a Bible in America is old hat, you know?
Yeah. A lot of homes have more than 10 Bibles.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
Well, at any rate, that's a good story.
It is a good story. I liked it.
We're back at Barnabas Aid. One of their stories comes out of Zimbabwe. And they're talking about the Wonder Seed Maze. And this is really interesting because Christian subsistent farmers in Zimbabwe, they call the maize seed and what they talk about, a farmer can save some seed from their maize crop and sow it the next year and repeat the process following that year and again the year after that. In other words, they grow their own. So they, in this particular instance, they receive their 9-pound bags of open pollinated seed bearing the words, "Jesus' gift to you." And hopefully they'll never have to buy seed again.
Yes, amen.
And so if you can give them the food, it helps them, you know, to eat. And because of the seed, you know, the seed, they can save seed and it'll grow. So 70% of the Zimbabweans grow their own food on a small plot of land. And usually, you know, often they can only grow enough for the family's needs. There isn't any extra to sell. And the family doesn't have much money. But every year they have to find some money to buy new seed to sow. It's a terrible burden, and it prevents subsistence farmers from being self-sufficient. And recently the burden got even heavier as seed prices are real high. And so that can lead to hunger and dependence on food aid. So the burden is caused by the fact that most of the maize grown in Zimbabwe are hybrid varieties. It's no use saving seed from the harvest of a hybrid. The seeds will not grow into plants like the parent plant they came from. Hybrid varieties do not breed seed. Now see, that is something that we've been aware of in America for a long time, because you know, they make these seeds, they're like a killer seed or a suicide seed, because they just die once and you can't plant it, you can't do anything from it. While, you know, if you plant corn, you know, many others, you know, you can plant the corn and it'll grow up again. But they're even doing things to change the DNA in the seeds. They've been doing that for years. So the project partners grow many acres of this maize every year, and the crop is not eaten but dried and packed into 9-pound bags and then distributed free to the poorest Christian families for them to sow on the land. Each family receives a 9-pound pack of open-pollinated seeds. Will never have to buy maize seed again. The project has reduced the burden that they were carrying on their shoulders. You know, that is so important.
Yeah, no wonder they call it the Wonder Seed Maize.
You know, in America, we don't even worry about that.
No, we take everything for granted.
But see, these people literally have to plant their food if they're going to eat. In America, we're not like that. But there will be a day, more than likely, at the way things are going, that there's not going to be the plenty in America there was. And that's because we got people in this country trying to destroy it. That's right. Because they want to make this ready for the New World Order. And that's what they're doing right now. We're watching as it happens. So if they're doing this to America, you can imagine what they're going to do to the rest of the world, and how are these people even going to live? So it's called Harvests of Hope. Harvests of Hope. I like that.
I do too.
13,000 packs of seeds were grown and distributed in 2023. And they enabled a family to sow their land and grow maize to feed themselves for a whole year.
That's amazing.
It gave them a sustainable way to keep growing maize and feeding themselves for years. And so they're going to try to produce even more. And so, you know, Tower, we need to make a note of this. And next time Barnabas Aid comes up, we want to give them something for these seeds. You know, these are gut-wrenching stories.
Oh, I know.
You know, and we're so selfish. You get on all these.
But this is a good story where Barnabas Aid is helping them to be sustainable.
See, and that's why it's important to find the right people to donate your money to. Because you need to donate it to people, you know, organizations. Now, we've got quite a few of them that we cover and know about, and they're all the same. They have boots on the ground. They literally go there, and it's just like Samaritan's Purse and Franklin Graham. They all do that, whether they're in America or overseas. You know, they're there taking care of the needs, and that's what we need to be doing, and I'm for this. And this one actually comes out of Jay Sekulow, the ACLJ. And I've been following Jay for a long time, Tower and I both. They're an organization that we also support because of the stuff they do legally. And this is just one example, but I wanted to talk about it for a bit. You know, they sent us whenever they're doing legal work, which is just about every day. And a federal judge ruled that public prayer is unconstitutional. And the day that they sent this out was the deadline. A federal judge in America. Can you believe that?
That is disgusting.
You know, this country was founded on freedom of religion. Public prayer unconstitutional? Well, you may be a federal judge, but you're an idiot.
He's one of those that are trying to make up his own laws.
Yep.
And that he should not be allowed to do.
So ACLJ says then, we got the ruling reversed on appeal, but we are right back in court as the case moves to trial. We cannot allow the radical left to eviscerate prayer life from public life. Prayer from public life.
That's right.
Atheists and anti-Christian extremists continuously rush to court claiming to be offended by prayer. They sued over a community prayer vigil that was organized in response to a crime spree. Today, we'll be presenting oral arguments in federal court to defeat these calculated attacks on prayer. Prayer is fundamental.
Amen.
It is your constitutional right, and I've been fighting and winning these cases for decades. We defeated attempts to shut down churches during the pandemic and helped win a critical case ensuring the right to go to church at the Supreme Court last year. And so...
That's just horrible that that goes on in America.
And, you know, the thing of it is, the reason I'm bringing it up, there's a lot of other things they're doing right now. Very, very important stuff. There's a ton of stuff going on. And the people, there are people in this country that want to trash your rights in more ways than just going to church. And if you sit around, so you need to donate. I recommend Jay Sekulow and the ACLJ. Because we've been following them for a lot of years. We know what they do.
The ACLJ is an organization dedicated to the defense of constitutional liberties secured by law. American Center for Law and Justice is a doing business as for Christian Advocates Serving Evangelism Incorporated, a tax-exempt, not-for-profit religious corporation as defined under Section 501c3 of the Internal Revenue Code, specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable God-given rights. The center's purpose is to engage legal, legislative, and cultural issues by implementing an effective strategy of advocacy, education, and litigation to ensure that those rights are protected under the law.
And they've been doing a lot of this and in the last 6 months, and because this is an election year, they've been helping to fight, you know, helping Trump fight. They've been doing a lot of other things. There's
helping,
all kinds of things.
Protecting unborn babies.
Yes, unborn babies and everything. I mean, they do a good work, and there's a lot of stuff you got to stop because America is backsliding into the abyss of unbelief, and, you know, they want to keep going that way. And the Democrats are no help at all on this. And, you know, you need an organization like the ACLJ to stand there in the gap to get through all the legal work and get to those that they need to get to in order to, you know, fight this stuff. You know, growing up, Tower, we never had any of this stuff.
No, it never even came up that you would even consider that.
You know, not being able to pray in public? Are you kidding me? You'd have been laughed out of church. You know, I mean, it was totally different, I guarantee you. And now... I mean, if you browse social media, we are absolutely a pathetic, lost nation. You see what people are posting, and you get on the various things, and you're going to understand that America is a nation found wanting. Amen. And thank God that we have organizations not just to help people overseas, but to come to the aid of churches and Christians when they need it. And so, you know, it just amazes me, all this stuff.
Oh, it is. It's bizarre.
Yeah. And we got another one here. Are you ready?
Pakistan Christian boy murdered. This story comes to us via ChristianDaily.com, MorningstarNews.org. This story is just gut-wrenching, Dana. It is. It just makes me sick. I'm not... This boy's name is Sunil Mashai. And other Christians were standing in a market area of Punjab province on Monday evening when six Muslim men armed with pistols arrived on motorcycles and opened fire on them, said the slain boy's uncle. We were talking to each other when suddenly Zuman Butt and his accomplices, there were six of them, came there on motorcycles, and Adil shouted that no Christians in the area should be left alive, after which another one opened fire on Sunil with his pistol, hitting him in the chest. Yashin shot at another Christian boy, identified as only Jamshed, with the bullet only grazing him. The other assailants opened fire on us with their weapons, but we managed to save ourselves, taking cover of a wall. The gunman, they filed a first information report with the police station. The gunman fled the scene while hurling threats at the Christians, and so far have not been arrested. We rushed Sunil to a local hospital, but he succumbed to his bullet wound before doctors could begin their treatment, adding that his nephew was an eighth grade student whose father works, George Mashai, works at a local car shop. And in May, the Reverend Newman Motto of a Presbyterian church in Jhanwala said the murder was religiously motivated. Of course it was. In May 2023, some Muslim youths disrupted a marriage ceremony of Christians and also attacked a church, Motto told Christian Daily International Morningstar News. However, police and the district administration did not take any action against the influential accused, despite several protests by the Christian community. And between 400 to 450 Christians have lived in the area peaceably for decades. But recently, the environment has turned hostile towards religious minorities. And he said if the police would have taken stern action against the accused involved in the attack on the church last year, our young child would not have died at the hands of these criminals. Fearing more attacks, he urged senior police and district administration officials to ensure the protection of the area's Christians. Sunil's murderers are at large, and the audacity of their attack shows that they will not hesitate to strike again. The police will be responsible for any more loss of life of Christians if they do not take adequate security measures. The killing of Sunil was the second deadly attack in Punjab province in 3 months.
Well, you know, the thing of it is there is so much stuff like that. And you get in Pakistan and India both. And, you know, these people are just killed standing there.
Yeah.
You know, or if they're, you know, coming, you know, go to the city and they're coming back, they get attacked just on the outskirts of town. You know, and we've reported on a lot of different ways these people are getting killed. Yeah. And so if you're a pastor, We know of a story of a pastor that was killed whenever anybody got sick, Muslim or Christian, they would call this pastor. He'd go pray for him. And every time he prayed for him, people were getting healed. And the Christians, they became Christians. And so he went out on one call and never came back because it was a setup and they killed him when he got there.
Yeah, that's awful.
This is very, very dangerous areas. And
there was on November 9th, a 20-year-old Christian medical student was killed by a Muslim in his own house. The Muslim broke in and killed him in front of his family. And he showed hatred for the Christians and Jews, mistakenly referring to the family as Jews as he ranted. And he held the family hostage at gunpoint for 40 minutes, refusing them to go near their fatally injured son. And my son was struggling for his life, bleeding profusely from the bullet wound, but his murderer, Mohammed Zubair, did not allow us to give him some water, let alone comfort him. He repeatedly called us Jews as he cursed and waved his weapon at us. We all watched helplessly, pleading with him to leave, but he wouldn't go. And
yeah, that's terrible.
So this is after Zubair was arrested hours later from his house, where he was sleeping peacefully. He has no conscience. His conscience has been seared.
Yeah.
It's because of the teachings of the Muslim ideology. It's just appalling.
It is. And so we're coming down to a close. We got a few minutes left. But these are just examples. And, you know, there are multitudes left. There are so many needs out there.
This is just touching the tip of the tentacle.
Yeah. Yeah. So pray for the persecuted church. Help them financially if you can. And we pray that the Lord would undertake for them. And so it's time to go, Tower. Go ahead and say goodbye.
Well, thank you for joining us whenever you do. It's always a pleasure to have you here with us. And please pray for your brethren around the world and pray for us, and we pray for you. We love you. We always hope the best for you in Christ Jesus. Look up, for your redemption draws nigh, and we do not have to be afraid in these times, because Christ is our hope. And so, good night, everybody. May God bless you.
Don't forget to go to our websites at warn-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. Listen to the shows, read the articles, leave comments. You can contact us on our contact page on our sites. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and give you peace. May he light the path for you, so you walk in his light and his word. Until next time, be safe, keep the faith, look to the Lord, because our victory is drawing nigh, full victory. Until next time, my friends, we pray for the nations nightly. Be safe. Until next time, shalom.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Warn Radio.